This is the Awakening Podcast with your host, Michael Kubisky.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this podcast. I know it's been a while since I've been doing podcasts lately this year. 2020 has been a wild, stinking year. As you know, of course, it's been wild for not just me, but for everyone. But we're back. We're doing a podcast, and this is about the elections. I know. Yeah. Elections, God, you know, separate church and God, or church and the state, and whatever, you know, supposed to separate that. No. It's twisted the way things that people have got it. That's not necessarily true. It wasn't meant to separate God from the country, God from government. That was totally wrong. Whoever got that, what they did is they twisted it the way it was supposed to be meant. Yeah, we're back. We're doing a new podcast. It's called God in America Again, or America Again, something like that. We're a podcast. I don't know. Just what God gives me, I preach. And so the title of it doesn't really matter. It's just what it's about, what really matters. All right. Sit back and listen to the podcast. Thank you. God bless you. Hey. Before you listen to this podcast, I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you to share this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. Oh, what? Periscope? What's Periscope? Parler, what I meant to say. But just do me a favor. Share this episode. Share the entire podcast. To your social media, please. I need you to write a review as well, too. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, so, yeah, today we're going to talk about America again, putting God back in America again. And I just want to pray before I tell you this message. It's always good to pray before anyone preaches, any pastors. That's what you do. You pray before you preach so that the Holy Spirit can be upon it and so it can be anointed. And so that's what I'm going to do. Lord, I thank you for these people that are listening to this podcast. Lord, I pray for the words, what you will speak through me in this podcast, Father God. That they're not my words per se, God, but they're your words that you've spoken through me, Father God, to reach these people further, Father. To reach, God, the nation of America, Father God. Not just the nation of America, but the rest of the world, Father God. And God, I just pray and ask for your anointing, Father God, that you anoint my lips, Father. Just come, Holy Spirit. Come into this room where I'm recording this, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent, Lord, but you're not omni-manifested. I pray that you manifest yourself in me, Father God. I got that this is just not another nice little podcast, Father God, that I just say the words, Father God, just to
have people's ears itching, Father God, for a day, Lord, but it makes an impact inside their heart, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Blessings, Father God. Thank you. All right, all right. So, yeah, a lot of it has been going on in my life since everything has been happening. Our church had a few issues with COVID. We shut down for a few weeks. Got that under control. But we're back in normal operations. This is the church that I attend. And so we've been everywhere. I have been with my church and revival teams. I went to Spokane, Washington, and that was the end of, I think that was the end of October, I think it was. And November 1st, we came back. That's right. And then a couple weeks ago, I got to go to and had an opportunity to go to Moravian Falls, North Carolina. That was amazing with the prophet Charlie Champ. Went with my pastor and hung out with Charlie Champ there. That was awesome and just a real privilege to get to go to that and be a part of that, be a part of their conferences. And it was a first for me being actually sitting in a conference for the whole entire time, because I am the one for our church. I get to be behind the scenes. And, I can receive from God behind the scenes, but it's not like being there actually in the front row, which I got to. And so with my pastor and Charlie together. So it was just a blessing. And I thank you, Pastor Darren, for allowing me to be a part of that and allowing me to come. And always be grateful for that memory, making memories with you when Pastor Anthony and Pastor Corey. It was awesome. And then I got to go to Yakima last Sunday night with the team as well, too, with our church and Pastor Darren. And we spoke words of knowledge over Yakima, Washington, and the church there. And that was just awesome. And I'm so blessed to be a part of that. But that is not why I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about the elections. And, a lot of people, even Christians are saying, well, Biden won. So that's it. That's the end of it, you know? And everything, just give up Trump, and thinking that Trump's a fool for fighting this and everything. And to me, it's ridiculous. It's the media called who was the winner. And on top of it, Biden is not even confirmed as a president elect. And so this message is basically to you as well. It's kind of a two-themed kind of message. For those who have thrown in the towel and have conceded and just given up, I got a scripture for you. It's called 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Therefore, do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not what is seen, but what is unseen. Since this is temporarily, but what is unseen is eternal. And Psalms 112, verse 6 through 7 says, Surely the righteous will never be shaken. That's us. They will be remembered forever. They'll have no fear or of bad news. The hearts are steadfast, trusting the Lord. That's what we need to do during this process, friends. We need to trust God that He has it under control, that He has this whole situation control. We need to pray for the president, especially the current president, President Donald J. Trump. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for this whole process that's going on. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." It's not time to give up. We are going to reap this harvest. Come on, friends. Come on. You know, it's not over. There is a hiccup in the system. I believe the prophets who prophesied that President Trump will serve another term are not wrong, especially there's this one prophet. I try to remember his name off the top of my head, but you've probably heard this prophecy that he gave. Oh, Kim Clement, that he gave years ago, back, I think it was back in, I want to say it was back in 2007, which I heard that there will be a Trump and he will serve two terms. I believe that. I believe that prophecy. And you know what? That prophecy is not, the prophecy is not his words. That is the Holy Spirit that is speaking through, that was speaking through him to tell the world. That's not his words. That's the words of God, the Holy Spirit. And, all right, where was I? So, yeah, and just because the fake media has declared Biden as the next president, there's still a lot of problems with the ballots and the count. It doesn't mean that we get to go around shaming the prophets and saying they are false prophets. No, no, no. If we claim that we are a Christian, we don't get to concede, because the words that were given to the prophets are not words and knowledge of man, but divine words of God from the Holy Spirit, like I was saying. You know, I believe that God is getting ready to bring everything that was hidden in the darkness into the light. It's not just President Trump draining the swamp and bringing things to light that way, but it's God through the Holy Spirit bringing things to light. And He will bring everything that was hidden in the darkness with our governor, with our government, yeah, maybe our governor as well too, of Washington State, into the light. Mark 4:22 says in the New Living Translation, it says, "For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought into the light." 2 Corinthians 4:18, New Living Translation says, "So we do not look at the troubles we can see now." You know, we don't look at these troubles that are going on with the ballots. We don't look at the troubles, and we don't look that, oh, Biden, they declared him as the president, and so he's the president. We don't look at that. It says we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. Gaze means basically eyes. We fix our eyes on things that cannot be seen. "For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see last forever." I know there's an old saying, And I was taught this by my mom. It's kind of a funny saying, but it's an old saying that says, and it's still true to this day, that cheaters never prosper. And and it's true. They won't prosper. They don't prosper, and they won't prosper if you cheat. God doesn't like cheating. There's a funny thing that my pastor has been saying on video. And he's been putting into his, because we've been gone lately. And so he's been doing a lot of preaching via video. And what they do is they play it on the three screens. And also he said it when he was doing, I think, a live thing. He said that instead of saying if Biden gets elected, it comes out of his lips, if Biden gets arrested. And I was recording that with one of our guys, one of my friends. We were recording his video, and we were just sitting back, you know, recording and doing our thing that we do for that. And when our pastor was recording the video, when he was saying that, it took us, you know, we had to be quiet recording the video. And so it took us from everything from laughing our bottoms off, our butts off, bottoms. I'm not talking to little kids, our butts off from him saying that. It was just hilarious. You know, who knows? It could be prophetic. You know, what he's saying, got what he's saying through that. It could be prophetic. Maybe Biden will get arrested. But anyways, enough of that. You know, Proverbs 11, 1 through 4, it says, verse 1, the Lord hates cheating and delights in honesty. Verse 2 says, proud men end in shame, but the meek become wise. On to verse 3. It says, a good man is guided in his honesty. The evil man is destroyed in his dishonesty. Did you hear that? Listen to that. Verse 3 again. I'm going to read that again. A good man is guided in his honesty. The evil man is destroyed in his dishonesty. And verse 4. I believe this is really containing to Biden. Your riches will not help you on judgment day. Only righteous counts then. So good. So good. And another verse. I know I'm hitting you on these verses, but it's true. It's us proclaiming to this day and age that we're living in, because prophecy in the Bible is it's unraveling right now before our very eyes. And this day that we're living in. Yeah, 2 Timothy 2, verse 5, New Living Translation says, an athlete cannot win a prize unless they follow the rules. You know what? Biden hasn't followed the rules. Biden has not followed the rules. And so he will not win the prize. It says it right there. That's biblical. That's God's word. It doesn't mean that he's necessarily an athlete. But he is running in this race. In a way, he is an athlete, but not an athlete, not sports related, but anyways, you know, back in 2000, Al Gore won against George W. Bush, and the race was called, and he was the president-elect until a recall was done and was proven wrong. And in the election of 1948, the Chicago Daily Tribune, well, back in the day it was called that, but now it's called the Chicago Tribune, declared that Thomas Dewey was president over President Harry S. Truman. So this is not the first election where the media has called the wrong winner. The media's job is to report the news and the facts, not declare who the president is. Now, it's not over. This is not over. The choir may have sung off key, but the fat lady hasn't sung it. I'm going to say that again. It's not over. The choir may have sung off key, but the fat lady has not sung yet. There still is a red wave of his blood, Jesus, of his blood, that is coming to deliver us. And a Republican, it's not a Republican red wave. It's the blood of Christ that is coming to deliver us in this time. Reminds me of Moses, and God came to deliver those people out of bondage and out of the city they were living in. They came to God delivered them to the promised land. I believe that's what's happening in America today. God is going to deliver us into the promised land. So, all right. So enough about the elections, but unity. On to unity. It's time that the body of Christ comes together no matter what. It's time that we put our theology arguments into the trash. Just throw them into the trash. All your arguments about theology, throw them in the trash. And we need to come together as the body of Christ. Because as the church unites, America will unite. Because this nation was founded upon God. In the time that we as a nation put God in America again. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'm not putting that as a question. I meant to put that as a statement. It's time that we as a nation put God in America again. In the 1990s, there was a singer by the name of Carmen who had a song called America Again. It was more of a spoken word type of song. I'm going to read you the lyrics to the song. Carmen was, that was the first person I saw in concert. Love the guy. Met the guy a few years ago. And he's such a great guy. Such a good, strong man of God. But anyways, I want to read you the lyrics of the song that he wrote back in 1995, I think it was, when this came out. I could be wrong. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay, named synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call, citing 27 biblical violations. They wrote the Declaration of Independence, Liberty, and Justice for All. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for America, liberty, then put in our schools as light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, we need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, to literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison, we have said, we have staked our future on our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, "You can't have national morality apart from religious principle." And it's true. Because right now, we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zone we call public schools. I want to make a side note with that. These are old statistics. I'm not sure what they are, but they may have gone up. In the 1940s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 1990s, murder, rape, and murder are the trend. And even so today, adding that side note. The only way this nation can ever hope to last this decade is to put God in America again. And here, I'm not going to sing this, but the verse goes, "The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for America is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again." Abe Lincoln said, "The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of the government of the next." So when you eliminate the word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that the word protects. And these are another side note, these are old statistics, but for back in the day. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime. Number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day, a new holocaust of 5,000 unborn die. And that's from abortion. While pornography flood our streets like open sewers, America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of God, Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where we would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's a sign that God's judgment is going to fall. And judgment, and a little side note here, judgment doesn't necessarily mean, I learned the other day that judgment doesn't necessarily mean like God is going to strike you dead or anything like that. Or it means something else. You can look it up, but judgment doesn't necessarily mean that. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim that it's time to send the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. I believe it's time for America to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand and send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from. And let the word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all his glory. And every eye shall see him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming upon us. To boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you. Your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says all of these are farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look at the stars for your answers, because you can look to the one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in schools. And that does that verse over and over again. So you know what? But you know what we need to do? We need to rebuild this nation. What are you saying, rebuild this nation? What are you talking about, rebuild this country? No, I'm not talking about like an Antifa type of thing. I'm not talking about burning down buildings and houses and stuff like that, and building physically building from the ground up. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about rebuilding the government to make a one world government. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking because there are a lot of people who, and a lot of communists who want to rebuild America and start over under communism. And but you know what? I have a better idea. If you want to rebuild America, build it on the government of God, like it was to begin with in 1776. Now, America has been built like a semi-cheap house. A great foundation, but somewhere in the building progress, the wrong material was used. Corners were cut from other presidents and government who helped build this nation. And the House of America has become unstable and weak. America is on the verge of collapsing as a country. And I believe that God has sent Donald J. Trump, a person who has built many buildings, lots of buildings, to help rebuild America on the foundation upon God, with the correct materials, with no shortcuts, to help strengthen the walls of our country. You know what? Make America Great Again was not a slogan that Trump came up with, but a slogan that God gave him to rebuild America. If we give in as a country and just let socialism and communism move in and take our government over without rebuilding our country, we as a nation will collapse, and we will be rebuilt under the foundation of communism and socialism. So I just want to speak to you today. I want to, if you have given up, if you just said, that's it, that's all, I give up, God. I just let them take control of the White House. Just let whatever happens, happens. And if you're done fighting, you're just you're down to the point where you're saying, what, you know, just, God, I don't know what to do. I give up. I'm done fighting. I'm down to the last thing, especially with these politics. God, I'm down to my last rope, and this is sickening, God. I don't really care anymore, Father. If you're feeling that way, and you don't have any oomph in your fight to go on, I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for these people who are listening to this podcast, Father God, that you will give them strength, Father God. Not just strength in this political thing, Father God, but that you will give them strength from day to day to day, Father God. That you will let them Fight, Father God. Fight for the truth. Fight for what's right, Father God. That they would just put their hope and their trust in you, Lord. That they would listen to you, Father God. That they wouldn't listen to the right-wing media. That they wouldn't listen to the left, the heavy left-wing media, Father God. That they would just listen to you, Father God. They would listen to you, what you're saying, God. What, man, what you're saying about this country, Father God. What you are saying about them, Lord. God, that they would just know your truth, Father God, and know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for these people that have listened to this, Father God. I pray blessings upon them, Father God. Blessings, Father. Thank you, Lord. In your name, Lord. Amen. Hey, guys, I really appreciate you listening to this podcast so much. It's so much appreciated. But you know what? I need you to do me a favor. I need you to share this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever, and Parler as well too. Yes, we're going to create a new Parler account as well too, for that as well too. But yeah, I need you to share this podcast, get it out there, spread it across the country, spread across the world wide web. Yep. Spread this like a wildfire. But yeah, thank you so much. Again, please share this. We need you to write a review as well too on iTunes or wherever it's called, Apple Podcasts now. Please write a review about this, on how much you like this podcast and this episode. And if you just like podcasts in general that God is having me do. All right, thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Love you. Love you, America. Love it. Love you, world. Love you all. Blessings.
You have been listening to The Awakening Podcast. Have a blessed day. You are loved.